Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we're going to jump right into what's been happening on the border, the Mexican border and Texas border, the border of our nation, and how it has been flooded with thousands upon thousands of children. It has, for a long period of time, been just adults and families and whoever they can get, come across. Mm-hmm. But we have a multifaceted problem. I mean, it's not a simple thing to put your finger on. Mm-hmm. These are complex issues that we're facing. And so it takes, a multi-proceeded or multi-pronged attack, if you will, from different perspectives, from different sides, all coming together to bring resolution. And, the fact of the matter is that our nation has become increasingly weak. We've been susceptible because we have a weak border. I mean, that's just mm-hmm. the bottom line. We have a weak border, and we're completely vulnerable. And it's one of the things we shared in basically the protocol for the outpouring. This is one of the things that our nation faces. It's at the weakest border possible. When a nation doesn't have borders and it no longer exists to be a nation, I mean, the reason why you have jihadist militants making a tunnel on the ground to attack Israel mm-hmm. is because Israel defends its borders. You're not mm-hmm. going to cross over that border, period. Uh-huh. They defend that border, so they have no other choice but to go underground. And so with that, you have that type of situation, but then you have sicknesses that can come over the border. Not only, you're exposing yourself to diseases, to sicknesses, and we mentioned in a previous program that right now in Liberia, there's an outbreak of Ebola that's really taken this country by storm. They have the WDC folks, World Disease, I forget what the C stands for, they have their people leaving mm-hmm. because they're actually getting sick. And it's a major, major outbreak that they're trying to put an end to it. Well, it doesn't take much to have an outbreak. I mean, it's only by the grace of God that we haven't had any kind of, an outbreak in our nation that's taken us down. But when you realize that the CDC just found smallpox, interesting. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just all these things that are coming up to the forefront. You need to lock down and secure the border. You got to get it prepared. And as Americans, that should be our response. Because it's not just about sicknesses. Now we have to worry about jihadists. We have to worry about those that would try to come do us harm, which, again, we've talked about in a previous segment about a professor in Kuwait who basically is saying, listen, take 4 pounds of anthrax and bring it into the U.S., spread it on the White House lawn. I mean, just, don't worry about 9/11, these jets and stuff. Just bring in 4 pounds of anthrax, uh-huh. and you can have the same effect. And they have found evidence, reportedly, of Islamic jihadists crossing the borders. Mm-hmm. And so, hello, catch a clue. So as Americans, that is our right response to say, yes, we want to defend our borders. We don't want diseases. We don't want jihadist people to do us harm. We need to secure them. Granted, not a problem. Mm-hmm. Very reasonable. Okay? However, as a global Christian, there's a lot of talk about being a global citizen, but as for a Christian, you are a global Christian. And so your perspective needs to be that God loves all the peoples of the world, every nation, every tribe, every language, every tongue, and that he loves them all. And it is our heart's passion, our desire to reach them all for God. He called us to disciple the nations. And we have to first start discipling believers, mm-hmm. but until we get to that point, we then can begin to disciple the nations. And so, yes, there's a response to children. I mean, if we won't go out and send missionaries out, and we have sent a lot, believe me, America has done, the church in the West has done a great deal to send missionaries all over the world. But it appears that now the world is coming to our doorstep. So what do we do? Mm-hmm. I mean, how do we respond to them? Many churches in that area are ministering to the needs of those children. They are getting the resources to them. They are blessing them. And that's a great thing. And that's what we're supposed to do. But as we continue to look at this multifaceted issue and different approaches to try to come to an end of resolution, another thing another perspective that's important to look at that we haven't quite addressed yet is to look at the perspective of what the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Council is taking by the leadership of Samuel Rodriguez. And that is they have a network of 40,000 churches in the U.S. and 500,000 churches worldwide. Hmm. Very large organization. And their approach right now is to educate pastors in Central America and to get the word out to their families, to the church at large, to their communities, saying, listen, don't send your children here. It's been said that there's hope in America, and this is true, that there's opportunities in America, this is true, that people would rather die trying to come to America just for the hope of coming here. Mm-hmm. But the reality is this, that those that are being brought over, you know, I wouldn't allow my son to walk in New York City, Manhattan, without holding my hand, mm-hmm. much less putting him in a plane and entrusting him to strangers to go across mm-hmm. the world illegally into a border. Mm-hmm. Not only is that naive, but it's like, come on, right. I wouldn't let my kid go to New York by himself. And so understand that there's children that have been sex trafficked. They've been kidnapped. They've been killed. There's no promise that they're going to make it to America. And if they do, who's going to raise them? Mm. Children need to be raised or entrustments. And what they're trying to do is communicate to the parents saying, the best opportunity for your child may not be in America. The best opportunity for your child may be in the family structure at home. Mm-hmm. And when you look at, you know, the biggest indicators of people's success is not necessarily all these external things that people want to point to, education, you know, money. It always comes down to the family unit, the family structure, who spoke into their life. Mm-hmm. And I look at Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson did not have money. He was very poor. Mm-hmm. His mother was not educated at all. And Dr. Ben Carson grew up to be a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
And quite intelligent in many other areas, not just the in the field of science, but that's because he didn't have two parents. He had one parent at home, mm-hmm. but that's because he had a strong parent that was able to raise him and impart values to him, and, mm-hmm. and from there he was able to find God and grow and do the things he needed to do. Well, I want you to watch and listen to Samuel Rodriguez as CBN interviews them, and on their initiative to educate pastors and communities and families in Central America, and letting them know that, listen, there may not be hope to send your child by themselves. You need to be able to stay with your children, keep the family unit together, and build a better life where you're at, or come together. Watch this.
Another coalition of faith leaders working on finding a solution to the nation's border crisis is the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, serving over 40,000 churches in the U.S. and more than 500,000 worldwide. The NHCLC is launching a campaign to keep unaccompanied minors from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Dr. Samuel Rodriguez, president of NHCLC, joins us now via Skype to talk more about these efforts. Dr. Rodriguez, many of your churches are ministering in the heart of this crisis, and yet you've decided on speaking some tough love to these parents. Tell us why.
Underline the term love, please. Yes, it is tough love. Churches on both sides of the border, on the southern border of the United States, many of our Latino evangelical churches are standing gauge on a daily basis, attempting to minister, to provide resources to these families, to these children that have come unaccompanied to the United States. Now, we looked strategically and said, we're going to have to go to Central America and Mexico, meet with the key evangelical leaders of corresponding nations and regions, and say the following. Do not send your children to the American border. Here's the idea. In meeting with pastors in Central America, we heard from them the angst, the consternation, parents desiring for their children to have a better day. They sent them to America. Now, here's the problem. These children come to America without their parents. They enter into America. They're leaving the Mero Salvatrucha, the big gang in El Salvador. Gang infestation, drug, violence. They arrive in East L.A. The possibility and the probability, statistically speaking, of these children engaging in gangs and in drugs without their parents in East L.A. is almost equivalent to the probability that they are experiencing in Central America, which means the number one firewall against the many dangers and ills the parents are afraid of actually lie in the hands of the parents committed to Christ and providing a safe family structure. So parents in Latin America, if you love your children, do not send your children to the U.S. border.
And Dr. Rodriguez, you just met with church leaders from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. How committed are they to that message about not sending their kids to the border?
Yesterday, I actually wrapped up a meeting in Guadalajara, Mexico, with over 2,000 leaders. I was preaching and ministering and spoke with their leadership about the situation at the border. And our executive director, Ricardo Luna, for CONELA, had great conversations in San Salvador with the leaders of Central America. They are committed. We're launching a PSA campaign in El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, and Guatemala, a strong public service campaign where pastors are speaking not only from their pulpits, saying, please do not send your children. It is wrong to send your children to the U.S. border by themselves. They may very well be exploited. The possibility of little girls being raped, children being sex trafficked, it is an amazing sort of threat or risk that you're taking by letting your children go up. So those PSA announcements are going to appear on radio, prayerfully and hopefully on television, definitely on print media, and conveying this strong clarion call, please do not send your children to the U.S. border. Commit them to Christ. Provide a strong family structure in your nation. Pray for an awakening and believing to God that the best is yet to come.
Okay. Dr. Samuel Rodriguez, thank you for your insights and for getting the word out.
We were talking about crisis on the border, and you heard from Samuel Rodriguez, leader of the National Hispanic Christian Coalition, I believe, of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, and where he is, you know, mobilizing the pastors in Central America by educating the people in Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, San Salvador, about, listen, that the best hope that you're going to have is for your child is not sending them to America, but it's for the family unit to be together so that you can raise your child. And I want to add to that that the greatest hope we need to be talking about is Jesus Christ. Yes, America is a wonderful place, and it's a great opportunity, and it affords you to do a lot of things. But let me tell you that America without Jesus is nothing. I'd rather be in the worst impoverished place in the world with Jesus than be in America without him. Mm-hmm. And so as a church, we have the opportunity now to zero in Central America and do what we can do to share the gospel there. And then, of course, for the folks that want to come to our country from Latin America or any other country in the world, then we can help them, speed the process up. Listen, we are a nation of immigrants, and so we need to be able to have a true understanding here of what that means. A lot of times people talk about immigration, and it almost sounds like it's a bad word. You know what I mean? Well, no, it's not a bad word. We're an entire nation that's come from everywhere, and that's how America works. We're diverse people with different backgrounds, but we come together as Americans, and it's our diversity that really strengthens us, and we want to encourage more people to come. But we do need a process that will work, and a process that helps them come all the way through. So we want to continue to pray for a resolution and the safety of our borders.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.